Summer is almost here. That means San Francisco's newest public school is wrapping up the end of its first academic year. Willie L. Brown Junior Middle School is the only non-charter public middle school in Bayview Hunters Point. 60% of the kids in the school's inaugural sixth grade class live in the neighborhood. For a long time, the odds have been stacked against these kids. Data from 2013 shows that almost 70% of youth in the area have been exposed to at least one adverse childhood experience, also known as ACE. Children with four or more ACEs are over 30 times more likely to have learning or behavioral problems in school. Plus, there's a history of segregated schools there. The NAACP sued SFUSD twice in the 1970s for failing to adequately desegregate schools. So last year, following a lot of publicity and promotion, SFUSD opened this new school, hoping it could address some of the needs of the families in the neighborhood. KALW's Nina Gensler Debs tells us more.
The end of the year appreciation dinner at Willie L. Brown Junior Middle School takes place in the cafeteria. The choir are all wearing dashikis, and they're led by a man who conducts just as enthusiastically as they sing. This is no typical school cafeteria. It's part of a sparkling new $55 million campus with blonde wood paneling and a full wall of windows that looks out to sweeping views of San Francisco.
I just want to see you standing in the purple rain.
Parents sway and clap, children giggle and whisper. This kind of moment was the hope for the school at the ribbon cutting for the new campus in August 2015.
We are gathered to celebrate the manifestation of a vision that strongly communicates to the children and families of San Francisco that the adults of this city care about their futures.
That's founding principal Demetrius Hobson. The district's strategic plan, called Vision 2025, calls for personalized learning plans for all students. It puts an emphasis on STEM education, science, technology, engineering, and math, to best prepare students for 21st century jobs. It also acknowledges an exodus of children from San Francisco and admits that SFUSD has not always served low-income children of color, like those that live in Bayview, as well as it could have. Here's Superintendent Richard Carranza at another of the school's press events.
The majority of students that were offered a seat to this school actually live in the Bayview neighborhood. And nearly 70% are African-American students or Latino students. So we are reclaiming an educational spot in the Bayview so that students don't feel they have to go outside of the Bayview for a wonderful education.
They're, quote, reclaiming an educational spot because the new Willie Brown Middle School was built on the site of the old Willie Brown College Preparatory Academy. Confusing, I know. When the first Willie Brown opened in 1992, the promises weren't so different. Great teachers, a quality education walking distance from home. But when it closed in 2011, the school was barely functioning. Enrollment was only at around 30% capacity. Test scores were some of the lowest in the state. The building needed $8 million in repairs. So the district decided to tear it down and start again.
When we closed the old Willie Brown facility, we made a promise to this community that we would rebuild it like a phoenix, and it would be the premier middle school, not only in Northern California, but in the state of California, perhaps even in the country.
But despite the high ambitions of the school, its course over the past year has been rocky. When students arrived at the beginning of the year, parts of the campus were still under construction. Founding principal Demetrius Hobson resigned only a month into the school year, and almost a dozen faculty soon followed suit. At the end of September, a group of students, parents, and residents of the neighborhood took their concerns to the school board.
It deserves an F. You know, it failed. It has failed our children. It has failed this community.
And we expected so much, and I feel very deceived.
People talked about total disorganization, about lack of proper supplies. One speaker claims there were no functional phones the first day of school. They say kids were running all over campus without proper supervision. And many speakers touch on a major and basic safety issue, physical violence at school.
In the first day, I ended with a student pushing me and a locker and putting his arm in my neck for no reason. Why, I thought. Why? I was here for a dream. I had a dream in the school. And I get that?
We were sold a dream of how great this would be. I was so excited because I fully believed that this could be the one thing that could stop the violence in our neighborhood. I am so tired. I'm so tired of seeing our children die on the streets.
That last speaker was Rianda Batiste. She kept her son at Willie Brown, and during the past year, she's gotten involved with the school's PTSA.
Okay, we'll start at the meeting at 5:58.
Several of the parents who were at that board meeting in September have also joined the PTSA to try and solve some of these issues.
We did not do the right work in the opening weeks of school, so it's constantly chasing our tail. We're going backwards in time.
That's current principal Bill Kappenhagen speaking at a PTSA meeting in March. He's talking about the school's lack of a comprehensive behavior policy. Here's PTSA President Dan Harrington.
We need to know what those things are now that the students will be judged on, so we don't wait and waste the rest of the year with just a few students who still aren't acting right, interfering with the education of the majority of the students who are. That's something that the PTSA has been asking.
The answer is, maybe I'm not going to answer this the way you want me to. The answer is you're not going to get anything today. You're not going to get anything today besides the district handbook. You're not.
It's a little tense, and it's complicated. Parents, understandably, want to have rules in place now for their kids. But Kappenhagen stresses that to do these things right, it takes time. And, he stresses to me when I meet with him, things have gotten better.
Since I've been the principal here for about 2.5 months, we've installed systems where systems didn't exist. We have structure and order in the cafeteria, for instance. And on my first days here, we didn't have structure and order in the cafeteria. We also have weekly class meetings. And it's really an opportunity for us to redirect as necessary. And it's also an opportunity for us to build community and culture.
Robotics teacher James Robertson says that kind of building has to happen in the classroom, too.
You could build something where the crank, so you should be looking up here.
I've watched almost everybody have a moment where they shine, but it's not always the same individual. It's not always the person that can memorize and recite and get that perfect A on the test. That's not always the person.
Student Aaron Jones says engineering is one of his favorite classes, and that teachers like Robertson have helped him succeed academically in a way he never has before.
I'm going to an honor roll. I got 2 A+s, three A's, 3 B's, and 1 C. Me and my dad and all the boys in my family, we have a dyslexia and a disability that makes us can't speak clearly and understand what other people can. But it's been hard, but I'm going to make it.
Making sure the kids make it means not only boosting academics, but also supporting kids and families in a more holistic way, which is where Willie Brown's Wellness Center comes in.
This one is unlike any other middle school room. This is the partnership that we have with Department of Public Health, and so we have a...
Amber Goldman is the wellness coordinator and social worker at Willie Brown. She says the school's partnership with the Department of Public Health means they have an on-site nurse practitioner who can do things school nurses can't, like prescribe medication. That's important because it's easily accessible and students don't have to miss school to get checked out.
Often we see with students is that they don't make it to the doctor or they don't, so they continue to have all these pains. And if they have these pains, then they can't concentrate in class and they're irritable and everything else. So it's really cool that we have this here.
The Wellness Center had even bigger aspirations to provide healthcare services to the families of students. But Goldman says that won't be happening in the foreseeable future, although they are hoping to work with Thurgood Marshall High School students. And there have been other promises that have not yet been met. Those personalized learning plans that were such a selling point and major focus in the district's Vision 2025, unclear when those will be in place.
Some pieces have fallen off, and we may be not going back to collect them.
That's PTSA President Dan Harrington again.
Mr. Harrington was a faithful volunteer.
At the appreciation dinner at the end of the school year, Harrington is receiving an award. Harrington is not only the PTSA president. He now works as an educational aide at the school. But despite his obvious commitment, he's conflicted about keeping his son Dominic at Willie Brown.
I want Dominic to graduate from Willie Brown. I don't know that it's going to happen.
Beyond the issues with the school, he's struggling with something that many San Francisco families are dealing with, whether they can even afford to be here. He's a veteran, and his family doesn't have a lot of resources.
Sometimes you wonder, is it all worth it, you know? I could try to take my veteran self and my family somewhere else where it costs a lot less, even though this is my hometown and I've been so dedicated to it.
It's families like these that SFUSD has pledged to support with its Vision 2025. It's clear that Willie Brown Middle School is working hard to fulfill that goal. But what's not clear is whether it'll happen in time for the students that are here now. In Bayview, I'm Nina Gensler-Debs for Cross Currents.